So we are joined by the Los Angeles Food Bank, responsible for millions of pounds of food, and now doing something really cool. Like, they always come up with creative events and always get involved in things that are local to help everyone locally. And so now it is the inaugural taste of the NFL, the Los Angeles Rams event. And this is going to help fight hunger. And we are joined by one of the celebrity chefs involved. Sure. Steve Sampson is here with us, owner of Soto, a wonderful restaurant, and another one on the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rosso Blue in downtown L.A.
Right. So we can look forward to that. And Soto is, tell us where it's at.
Soto's on Pico and Beverly Drive. So we've been there over 5 years now. So going strong.
Yes, because you have amazing Italian food.
We cook a lot.
You know what you're doing. Hey, if the NFL trusts you.
Yeah, for sure.
Michael, so tell us a little bit about the Los Angeles Food Bank, because you distribute to hundreds of agencies.
So the food bank started back in 1973, a long time ago, with a guy by the name of Tony Collier, who just started picking up food mm-hmm. in his truck and surplus food. You know, in still to this day, unfortunately, so much food is tossed, and it's a lot of that food is edible and wholesome and can be used. And those are the roots of food banking, our food bank and food banks around the country, accessing that food and getting it out to today a network of 600 other charitable organizations throughout LA County, which is the area we cover. We also have direct service programs for kids and seniors. And through this network, we're reaching over 300,000 people every month, providing food. It could be grocery bags of food. It could be meals, after school snacks, a whole variety of ways that people get served who are struggling and are hungry and need some help.
You can turn $1, right, into four meals.
Right. Because we're relying on donated food, our operating costs really are the trucking and distribution center and everything related to that. So there's a big bang for the buck in terms of our food donors, farmers, growers, retailers, manufacturers, produce companies, food service companies, really anyone in the food world is providing this food to us on a donated basis. So our fleet of trucks is picking this food up, bringing it back to our distribution center. The volunteer program is really key. Over the course of a year, we have more than 27,000 volunteers come through to lend a hand to help sort this food and make sure it's ready for distribution. And so there's a lot of efficiency there because of the volunteer corps and relying on donated food.
So you must be one of the biggest operations then in the Southern California area.
Yeah, dealing with food. I mean, the idea of the food bank world is a lot of the agencies we're serving have very limited mm-hmm. storage space. So we have across our facilities about 180,000 square feet of distribution space, large walk-in coolers and freezers. Often people walk in and say, wow, this looks like a Costco, you know, mm-hmm, and it's mm-hmm. it's set up for that reason. Mm-hmm. It's set up to handle large volumes of food and get it out. And that's the role we play. And even when we're distributing directly to kids or seniors, we're actually not doing it from our distribution centers. We're doing it schools or after school programs or senior centers, you know, taking the food to where people are and need it.
And it's healthy food too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, years ago, food banks really didn't focus on what came in. It really was what was surplus out there. But as we saw the issues of diabetes and obesity and other issues that, you know, diets contribute to, we realize, you know what, we really need to be intentional about the food we're bringing in. And at that point, we really weren't handling any fresh produce. Why? Because it's kind of difficult to handle. You got to, you know, have everything refrigerated, your fleet refrigerated. You need to be able to turn it around very quickly, make sure the agencies and programs we serve can handle it. And now, you know, 10 years later, fresh produce is the number one food category what we handle. And we also rate the nutritional quality of the food that comes in, and 80% based on sort of food labels is in the nutritious bucket. And that's good because we're providing, yeah, as you're pointing out, not just food, but nutritious food to help people who are, you know, they're struggling. We've got people, about 8% of who we serve are homeless and on the street, but, you know, 90% do have a roof over their heads. But again, they're kids and seniors and people who, you know, are in challenging situations because they're just not able to access enough food.
It's food insecure. That's kind of a new word for it. And food insecure is no joke. So we've got this first time event, a taste of the NFL, and we are the official FM home of the Los Angeles Rams, 100.3 The Sound. Tune in to the games pre and post games. And it's great that you're working with the Los Angeles Rams. They just came back home. You know, we're glad to have them back. And now they're helping the community. And Chef Steve is also helping the community. So do you want to talk to us? This is coming to Universal, to the Globe there. Do you want to explain a taste of the NFL?
I was approached a few years ago to do a taste of the NCAA championship, which is run by the same group that does Taste of the NFL. And what they do in the championship is they have a chef from each city that has a bowl game represented, which is following the model that they've done for a long time with the Taste of the NFL, where a chef from each NFL city does an event in his or her hometown during the NFL season. And then at the end of the season, there's a larger event in the city that's hosting the Super Bowl. So this year we're doing the event for the Rams, since obviously LA hasn't had an NFL team for a few years. So this mm-hmm. will be the first time we're doing this event in LA. And it's going to be the first year that a Los Angeles chef, which I was lucky enough to be selected to be that chef, will go to Houston at the end of the year to do a taste event on Super Bowl weekend.
Nice.
So yeah, it's wow. really exciting.
So you're going to be in Texas and
yes.
you'll go to the game.
I don't know if I'll get to go to the game. I think they make tickets available, but I would still have to pay for them.
So. Yeah, right. Oh, okay. So you don't get comped on those tickets.
No, unfortunately,
very difficult, yeah, to get those tickets comped for sure. It's always a challenge every year, and it's expensive too to go.
Yeah.
But so you're going to be part of the kind of like grand finale.
Yeah, but I'm really excited for this event. Because it's, like I said, it's the first one that the Taste of the NFL has put on in Los Angeles, and it's for a great cause. You know, as a chef, it's very important for me to feed people. I think it's the most noble thing we can do as humans is feed other people, especially people who are less fortunate, you know, don't have the same access to food that people who go out to my
sure.
restaurants
mm-hmm.
do. So
mm-hmm.
it's a good way for me to kind of give
yeah.
back to my community.
This will benefit the Los Angeles Food Bank, Michael.
Yeah, so yeah. really the food bank is putting the event on in partnership with the Rams and the Taste of the NFL folks. They're based in Minnesota. They've been tremendous to help guide our way and actually introduced us to Steve, which was great. So he was our first chef that signed on, and
mm-hmm.
now we've got a complement of, you know, 12 plus chefs, I mean, phenomenal chefs, you know, Ray Garcia and, you know, many other people well known in the LA community, the chef community.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so we settled on the Globe Theater. You know, it's a historic theater where a lot of filming has occurred, you know, Back to the Future and a lot of films easily recognizable on Universal Studios Hollywood lot there Wednesday, October 5th in the evening from 6 to 9. Tickets are pretty reasonable. They're $150. They can be purchased on the Food Bank's website at lafoodbank.org. And, you know, we'll have Rams players there. We're hoping for some alumni players from the old days. We were just talking before the show about that. That would be great. Obviously, great food, you know, spirits, you know, Gallo wine and many others coming on, purveyors. So it's going to be a really kind of fun evening for people to mingle with the players, sample great food from local LA chefs and enjoy themselves at a great venue, that being Universal Studios Hollywood.
The general manager will be there too, Les Snead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Les and his wife Cara are the co-chairs of the host committee. And this is actually, you know, the Rams are very charitable minded. They had huge, you know, kind of events and outreach in the St. Louis community before moving back to LA, and they're replicating that here in LA, and I think adding to it, to their credit. So yeah, Les and Cara, you know, co-chaired this event actually that in St. Louis for many years, working with the food bank there. So that model for the Rams is coming to LA, and you know, we're just thrilled. It's going to be the first one, and it's going to be a great event.
It's going to be awesome, and they are giving back. They are working through their foundation to do different events in the local community, like you said. They were doing that in St. Louis, and now they're going to do it here for us in Los Angeles. And then they're going to win some games.
Yeah, we hope so. So yeah, sure. Yeah, you know, they've got a lot of young talent. And you know, I went to the Chiefs game at the Coliseum, the exhibition game, and we entertained some sponsors at that game, which again was very charitable of the Rams to allow us to do that. And you know, they look good in the preseason, so you know, they need a little time, and I'm sure they'll get rolling here.
They may win today. So today might be it with Seattle.
Yeah, Seattle's a strong team, but the Rams are playing at home, and We'll see what happens, but we hope they pull through.
And when they win, then you can toast them at the Taste of the NFL coming up. So you can get tickets right now. You can get tickets to Universal at the Globe.
Yeah, at lafoodbank.org is the best place to go. And tickets are $150. And yeah, all the information is there for people to be able to purchase tickets. And, you know, if they need a little more information about the event, it's all there on the website.
Right. Including all of the restaurants participating, right?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, you've got Neil Frazier. You've got, of course, Mary Sue Milliken and Susan Feniger, who've been really supportive of the food bank for many, many years. And, yeah, big lineup, Duff Goldman, and a lot of folks coming that are very well known in the LA community.
You'll meet Rams players, Los Angeles Rams alumni, and then current players and the cheerleaders and Steve, Chef Steve from Soto.
Yeah.
You'll meet him. He'll be there if you want to say hi.
Yeah, and please do.
Yeah. Do you know what you're cooking that day? Or do you want to tell us?
I'm making braised pork meatballs with burrata cheese, some arugula, and a little bit of herb breadcrumbs on top. So
that sounds really good.
Yeah, it should be delicious.
Yeah. Are there craft brews there or alcohol at all or anything like
that? Yeah, there's wine. So a lot of the details are still coming together, but we do have wine. Gallo's a big supporter of the Taste of the NFL, so they were the natural to go to for that. And we are lining up the spirits and the beer side of this too. That'll also be there. And, you know, we'll have some white panel footballs that people can purchase for a donation to have the players sign. You know, the Rampage, the mascot of the Rams, is going to be there. The Rams weren't sure. You know, a lot of the LA teams don't have mascots, so they were wondering how a new mascot would do. And, you know, they find, you know, it's pretty popular.
Yeah.
So that's working out pretty well also.
Yeah, it is. We're so excited to have them back, too. So I think these tickets are going to go pretty quick. Thank you, Chef Steve Sampson of Soto. Excited to try your restaurant. And your awesome meatballs coming to a Taste of the NFL, you know, here in Los Angeles with the Los Angeles Rams. So get those tickets because it's October 5th and it's coming up and it's your chance to really get up close and personal with some of the team and the general manager and cheerleaders and Michael Flood from the Los Angeles Food Bank. Go LA Food Bank and go Los Angeles Rams.